Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. A Huron County man is resolved, or has resolved, a years-old case in district court. Howard Thomas IV pleaded guilty today to operating while visibly impaired. The charge stems from a March 2021 traffic stop in Brookfield Township, where police discovered 19 nanograms of active THC in his system. During the hearing, the prosecution agreed to dismiss a separate bond violation filed against Thomas in 2021. Thomas, who told the court he was homeless at the time of the incident, is currently working to resolve outstanding legal matters. The judge ordered him to pay a total of $655 in fines and costs, with the final balance due by September 4th. And a Huron County man is facing 9 months of probation following a drunk driving conviction. Chad Joseph Oberski pleaded guilty today to operating while visibly impaired, stemming from a May 24th crash in Bingham Township. Authorities say Oberski was driving on Jurgis Road near Prima Road when he crashed his vehicle. Test confirmed Oberski had a blood alcohol content of 0.213. During the hearing, the defense noted Oberski's community involvement, including his work with local Little League and basketball programs, and confirmed he had already completed an impact weekend program. The court sentenced Oberski to 9 months probation, 24 hours of community service, and ordered him to pay $720 in remaining fines and costs. He was sentenced to 1 day in jail and received credit for 1 day already served in the county jail. And Melissa Grace Duggins appeared in the 73rd B District Court on August 20th, 2026, to face the charge of third-degree retail fraud. Duggins entered a no-contest plea to the charge. Under the terms of the agreement, the court granted a 120-day delayed sentence if Duggins successfully completes all court-ordered conditions by December 18th, 2026. The conviction will be entered as disturbing the peace, a 90-day misdemeanor. Conditions of the delay include enrolling in and completing the Thinking Matters program by November 25th, 2026, and performing 10 hours of community service. Duggins is also required to pay $425 in fines and costs. Additionally, the court has prohibited Duggins from entering the Bad Act Walmart, with the sole exception of using the store's grocery pickup service while remaining in her vehicle. Duggins is scheduled to return to court on December 18th, 2026, for a review of her progress. When we come back from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
When summer arrives, routines shift, families stay busy, and time seems to move a little faster. During these moments, it's important to know that reliable care and support are available when health needs arise. After surgery, illness, or hospital stay, recovery doesn't end at discharge, and the right environment can make all the difference. I'm Melissa, Admissions Director at Sanilac Medical Care Facility. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, our rehabilitation services are structured, attentive, and guided by skilled nursing and therapy professionals. Each care plan is tailored to the individual with goals focused on improving strength, mobility, and daily function. Families can feel confident knowing their loved one is cared for close to home with clear communication and dependable medical oversight. And when short-term recovery becomes a longer-term need, we continue providing skilled nursing care in a setting centered on stability, comfort, and respect. This summer, choose a place that understands healing and the families behind every decision. Call 810-648-3017 or visit sanilacmedicalcare.com, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Kayla Beth Brianna McCormick appeared in court today for her arraignment on charges of facing felony and misdemeanor charges following an incident earlier this week. Prosecutors allege that on August 19th, McCormick assaulted, resisted, or obstructed a police officer. She also faces misdemeanor counts of assault and battery against Officer Davis and domestic violence against her daughter and stepdaughter. The court set bond at $6,000, 10%. As a condition of her release, McCormick must have no contact with Officer Davis and her stepdaughter. The judge also ordered that any contact with her daughter must be supervised. McCormick will be represented by court-appointed counsel Dallas Rooney going forward. Her next court appearance, a probable cause conference, is scheduled for August 27th, followed by a preliminary examination on September 4th. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.